It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, August 17th, 2020. First, let me say that it's good to be back after 5 months. And as the Reader's Notebook begins its seventh year, let me also just say thank you for your continued interest and support. Today is the birthday of American lawyer, politician, and businessman Franklin D. Roosevelt, Jr. Born in 1914 at his parents' summer house at Campobello Island, New Brunswick, Canada, which is now an international historical park. His father was Assistant Secretary of the Navy at the time. The family thought that FDR Jr. was the one most like his father in appearance and behavior. His older brother James said, "Franklin is the one who came closest to being another FDR. He had father's looks, his speaking voice, his smile, his charm, and his charisma. But he did not have his father's political success. He was a highly decorated officer in the Navy in World War II, and he did serve as a congressman from New York from 1949 to 1955, and as the first chairman of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission from 1965 to 66. He also ran unsuccessfully for governor of New York twice. He graduated from Groton School in 1933, Harvard University in 1937, and the University of Virginia School of Law in June 1940. After the war, he served in several New York law offices and was senior partner in the firm of Roosevelt and Friedan before and after his service in Congress. He triggered controversy for representing Dominican Republic dictator Rafael Trujillo in the United States, but he dropped the account before Trujillo's assassination in 1961. At the same time, Roosevelt was also involved in political affairs. He served on the President's Committee on Civil Rights in 1946 for Harry Truman. Along with his brothers, however, he declared for Dwight D. Eisenhower in 1948, alienating much of the Democratic Party. He was elected as a member of the House in a special election in 1949, in which he ran as a candidate of the Liberal Party of New York. He was reelected in 1950 and 52 as a Democrat. Despite his name and connections, however, he became unpopular with the Democratic leadership. When his brother was elected to the House, Speaker Sam Rayburn told him, "Don't waste our time like your brother did." James wrote that Franklin had a dreadful record in Congress. He was smart, but not smart enough. He had good ideas and the power of persuasion, but he did not put them to good use. He coasted instead of working at his job, considering it beneath him, while he aimed for higher positions. He may have had the worst attendance record of any member in those days, and it cost him those higher positions to which he aspired. At the instigation of Joseph P. Kennedy, Sr., he campaigned for John Kennedy in the crucial 1960 West Virginia primary, falsely accusing Kennedy's opponent, Hubert Humphrey, of having dodged the draft in World War II. Kennedy later named him Undersecretary of the United States Department of Commerce and Chairman of the Appalachian Regional Commission. The Commerce post was given to him when Defense Secretary Robert McNamara vetoed his appointment as Secretary of the Navy. McNamara recalled, "JFK and Franklin were friends, and their families were close. Socially, Franklin spent a lot of time in the White House during JFK's time, but when Kennedy died, Franklin fell from grace." His other interests included thoroughbred horses and expensive imported sports cars, and he married a parade of socialites. There were 5 marriages altogether, and 4 of them ended in divorce. On August 17, 1988, his 74th birthday, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Jr. died at Vassar Brothers Hospital in Poughkeepsie, New York, after a long struggle with lung cancer. He is buried near his grandparents in the St. James Churchyard in Hyde Park. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 17, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.